Well, speaking of news, let's move on to China. We are waiting for the big trade data, supposed to be seeing another decrease, actually, in China's exports and in their imports. We're happy to be joined now by Victor Gao. He's Soochow University Chair, Professor, and Center for China and Globalization Vice President. Victor, welcome to the show. Let's start
Thank
with.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great, perfect time because there's so many important questions to ask you about China, and I think we start with almost everybody. So, when it comes to the reopening, number one, is this a true turnaround? They're not going to go back. And number two, how long is it going to take for a true reopening to unfold?
First of all, I think China is in a very important transition period from the original version of the zero COVID dynamic policy to a new version. And this new transition period will be of great uncertainty and high risks. However, I'm pretty sure that once China is through with this transition period, the Chinese economy will rebound. And this will be very good news, not only for China, but for global economy. How long this will take? I think the estimate is roughly up to about 6 months. So starting from spring next year, it should be very much on the upside.
I think this is a much quicker pivot, if I can use that term, than the market had been expecting. It seems pretty abrupt. We can debate whether or not the protest had any impact on this. But Victor, I'd like to get your take on whether or not there's a real risk that the pendulum swings the other way. If there's a spike in cases, maybe some deaths, maybe the health system on the mainland is overwhelmed, could we see a move, a sharp move in the other direction in a dramatic way?
Well, I think the concern is well placed. However, we need to put this in perspective. I think for the past 3 years, China has been in a race against time in dealing with this pandemic. And up to today, China has already enjoyed a lot of advantages, not only in terms of minimizing the deaths and infections for the Chinese people, but also we have won the race in terms of the declining toxicity of the virus itself and the better understanding of the virus and all its different kinds of variants and better preparedness in terms of PPE of all kinds of vaccines and also cures. So in this sense, I think now that we are making this transition, the whole country is better prepared. On the other hand, I think during this transition period, it is expected that more people will be infected and there might be, unfortunately, more deaths.
Well,
but comparing with other countries, I think China is in a very unique, advantaged position right now in dealing with this transition.
That seems to me like a very good perspective to have. So what does this mean for the economy? What can we expect in terms of people be getting out, shopping, things picking up again?
As of this morning, I learned Beijing, where I'm based right now, has lifted almost all the restrictions. So you are expecting to see people going to restaurants, hotels, entertainment centers, more or less without any of the excessive restrictions. Daily life will be very much normalized. And then economic activities will also be very much normalized. And I would say Beijing will be a very important signal for the rest of the country. If Beijing can do this, I'm pretty sure the rest of the country will be able to do this. One thing we need to be aware of is that it is expected that more people will be infected, but hopefully they will recover very soon. They do not need to go to a hospital to be treated that much. They can stay more or less homebound, and then economic activities and daily life will really be normalized as much as we can.
Victor, I'm wondering whether there is kind of a legacy or a lasting impact here of the pandemic on the society of the mainland and whether or not things have been frayed and whether we're underestimating the time that it's going to take for people to heal, you know, in relation to one another in a societal way, as well as the mental health component. You got to wonder about that.
Absolutely. I think there may be long-term impacts of all these very excessive measures in dealing with this pandemic. However, on the other hand, I think one good thing is that if anyone really thinks about this in objectivity and in decency, then the overall goal of the policy for the past 3 years, by the Chinese government is to minimize deaths and infections. And to that extent, I think all of us are beneficiaries of this policy, while every one of us has been inconvenienced quite extensively throughout our daily lives for past 3 years. So I hope the nation will be very philosophical in looking at that. There are ups and downs, advantages and disadvantages over the past 3 years. But then when everything comes down, when we look around to see that our families, our right. friends, our colleagues are still very much up and running, relatively healthy.
Okay, that's going to be a good ending. Thank you, Victor Gao. This is Daybreak Asia, and this is Bloomberg.